how did you start the business?
It started as a hobby, really. We wanted a bit of something different to do and go out and sort of shows, fairs and that at the weekends. And we looked at things like chocolates and various other things and hit on the idea of doing fudge. So, and that's how it started.
And so why did fudge appeal to you more than chocolate or other types of sweets?
It's a bit more stable, so you don't have to worry so much about refrigeration, especially during the hot weather, although that is important. And also, I enjoy eating it, really. It's the main reason.
That's not a bad reason.
Yes.
So what year did you start, sorry?
About 10 years ago.
And so how has the business grown and expanded since you first started?
In some ways it hasn't really grown to anymore. I mean, we do, it's still myself and my wife basically who do it. We just go out to shows, farmers markets, sort of meet people. We do a little bit more wholesale now to one or two customers and a lot more on the internet, which I suppose has changed it more than anything else. That's the main increase in sales.
So what's it like dealing with wholesalers and dealing with people who are sort of wanting to buy off the internet and things like that?
It's a bit more unusual because you're not sort of face-to-face with a customer. It's when you're talking initially, you know, on the stall or something, you can actually sort of say, you know, here, have a taste of it and pick and choose and that. It's a little bit difficult to do that on the internet. It does work, and people quite often come back to us after seeing us at a show or a farmer's market, and they've already tried the food, so they know what they're going to be getting.
So what's it like doing the shows throughout the year? How many do you do?
We're at most weekends at a show or a farmer's market, so, it's sort of all the way through the year. The only time we really don't bother too much is in January. And that's usually because people have sort of stuffed with sweets and that from Christmas, so we sort of tend to take things a bit easier in January and then start up again sort of Valentine's Day and go on from there.
And is it fun doing the whole sort of, like you were saying earlier, with just sort of going up to people and going, try this fudge, try these things that you might not have tried before?
Oh, it's great, yeah. I mean, you get some really nice reactions from people, especially when you try and do things a little bit differently. When you do things like the dairy-free fudge or something like that, then the reaction on people who think, you know, there's something they can't have, all of a sudden they find out they can, and it's a really nice feeling, you know. So
yeah. So why did you start doing things like dairy-free, which is also then sort of vegan fudge?
Well, because there's a demand for it. There seems to be, you know, a lot more people either are dairy intolerant or choose to not to have a dairy intake. So, the people are looking for things like that, especially, and also things like gluten-free. We try and point out to people the fudges that have gluten in, usually where an ingredient we've added to it will have gluten in it. And then people who are gluten or celiacs, they can sort of pick and choose, and they're pleased to find that they can get something, you know, that is suitable for them.
And was it ever particularly hard to figure out how to make a dairy-free version? Is there anything that's sort of slightly different in a dairy-free fudge recipe that is dramatically different or anything like that?
No, it's more fun than anything else, because usually what you do is you get an idea and you try it out. And then you get to sample it, then you give it to somebody else to have a taste and see what they think, which is usually the neighbours, and then you take their feedback and you go back and redo some more and go back and taste it again, and then you'll probably take it out on a show, taste it and get the feedback, and then, you know, you'll develop it and put it into the production from there. So it's quite a fun thing to do, really, rather than just sort of thinking, oh, I'll do that, I'll do that. We sort of try and get feedback as we go along with it.
And so what's a sort of normal day for you making fudge and doing the business?
There isn't really a normal day, to be honest. It's totally dependent on what I've got at the weekend. We try and make everything we require the week prior to the weekend that we're going to use it. Our aim is to sort of not produce too much, but to sell out. And so we're not carrying old stock, you know, forward. People get it as fresh as possible and as tasty as possible.
And so how do you make fudge? Is it kind of like in your kitchen, or do you have a big operation somewhere or something like that?
No, I've got a unit in my porter cabin in my back garden, which gives a nice, enjoyable, pleasurable travel to work. It's basically, it's a large, it looks a bit like a large tiern, but it's got a heated water jacket and a mixing paddle in it. And we make all our own recipes up and go from there.
And so how do you come up with some more of your creative recipes, like your chili and chocolate ones?
Some of them, the chili and chocolate was quite interesting because we were on a stall, on a market, sorry, and the guy next to me was selling a chili sauce. And we were talking about chili and chocolate and the Aztecs, which is where the whole idea came from. In South America and that. And so we decided that we'd have a go, and we sort of cut some slices of chocolate fudge up, put some chili sauce on it and started eating it, and then we were passing samples out to customers, and ever since then we've been doing it, and it got us a silver medal in the Great Taste Awards in 2006. So that was very pleasant.
And so what's it like entering your fudge recipes in for an award and then them winning?
Oh, winning is absolutely fantastic. But some of them, the awards are a bit unusual because they send you a recipe and assess your recipe. Others, they actually assess your product. I haven't done too much of that recently, but I mean, it is good, and the feeling when you win is absolutely, absolutely brilliant.
And so you said that you got into making fudge because you like fudge.
Yeah.
Do you actually have to sort of stop yourself from nicking some of your samples when, you know, you really should be selling it or things like that?
Well, there's no better advertising than eating your own product for a start. People see you're enjoying it, which is one thing. But I mean, I probably more than most, but then, you know, I like to make sure that the product's in good condition and it's right. And that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it.
It's not a bad excuse. And do you ever find yourself when you're trying other types of fudge or shop-bought fudge that you're sort of comparing it and going, well, this is what it's done wrong, or this is how it could be better?
I wouldn't like to say better or wrong. Different is the word I would use. You know, every product has its own assets and own attributes. Occasionally I come across ones that I sort of think, wow, that's different. I wonder how they're doing that. But generally speaking, you know, there are so many different types and varieties that, and all different recipes that people use. You know, people have developed their own recipes or they've handed down recipes. That, you know, there's just so much to choose from. The variety is there, which just means, you know, to get it to the customer, really.
And you also, I was reading on your website that you particularly like to locally source all your ingredients.
Yeah, as many as possible, yeah.
And why do you think that's an important thing to do?
You can credit where all your product's coming from, or as much as possible. So, you know, like the sugar I know comes from British Sugar, so it's predominantly from sugar beet. We're in the biggest sugar beet producing area in the country. My fruits and that I use, if they don't come out of my garden, comes out of a neighbour's garden. And things like that, you know, wherever possible, we'll try and use a local product.
It's quite nice that they come from your own garden. I find that. I think it's quite nice that, as well as you making it, you're sort of growing the fruit as well from your own garden.
Yeah, we've got a small area we grow fruit in.
Yeah,
go on.
And then, so how do you see the future of your fudge business going? Is it sort of the same thing, or is there any big idea that you have?
My big idea at the moment is I'm thinking about having a shop, but I think this would be a long way off. Most of the things that we're developing at the moment, we're doing things like wedding favours, and again, again, new lines, new product lines, new flavours, things like salty caramel and things like this, salty chocolates. And just sort of ideas as they come along, you know, try and put them into production. Scottish Tablet's one we've been doing quite well with recently. So, you know, it's just a case of getting the thing made and getting it out there and for people to try.